The first topic we'll discuss today is when Yatav comes out on Erev Shabbos, so the minute we start is to make Erev Tavshila on Erev Yantav. What is the Erev Tavshila matter? What is Erev Tavshila allow you to do? Is it matter just things that get up? Things that get up, eating, tzarech achila, baking, cooking, carrying food for what you need for Yontif, what you need for Shabbos, is that the Erev Tavshila matter? Or it's matter other things which not tzarech achila also? Is that the Erev? In other words, how far is Erev Tavshila matter to do something from Erev Shabbos for Shabbos? What's an afkamina? We'll mention just six nafkaminas. We'll come out with dinner. Let's say some of the people over here, they go to yeshiva. And they dive in the yeshiva also. They go to yeshiva the night of Shavuos. But this year Shavuos comes out Friday Shabbos. So you go to yeshiva and you stay up all night and you're going to dive in there. But Shabbos, you don't plan to daven in yeshiva. You're going to daven in a regular shul, you normally daven. So you want to carry home your talis or your master. So you're allowed to do it enough. If you're old, the Erev Tavshila only allows you only tzarech achila, so it'll be hostile to carry home your carrying shalai tzarech achila.
You don't
have
to put out an Erev Tavshila.
No, one second. Besides, it is the achana. There's also a question you don't need it because achana. But the question is, you're carrying shalai tzarech achila. So if you hold Erev Tavshila, it's not everything, you're allowed to carry home the talis and your mazah, because Erev Tavshila is not the old tzorchim. What? If you can use it for me. If you can use it for me. If you use it for that day, it's no problem. Let's say you're not going to use it for that day. Or talis, you're not killing. If you're going to use it, it's no problem. If somebody finds a way to use the talis, also, it's also okay. Alright? But let's say you're not going to use it for that day. So the question is, Can you carry it home or not? So if you're the Erev Tavshila, it's matter only tzarech achila, you'll be carrying shalai tzarech achila, you'll probably be over to the deraisa, because if you hold shisaram is deraisa, you're carrying shalai tzarech achila, it's the deraisa. If you hold Erev Tavshila, it's matter all tzarechim, so mele it's mutach achila, you'll have to carry home with achila. So it comes out nafkin what the reason is. If it's mutach achila, that's also the deraisa. We hold shisaram deraisa.
Isn't
that
a tashim just to
complement
the Yom Tov Shabbos?
That's what we're talking about. That's what the whole shiur is about. Alright, the question is, what is Erev Tavshila allow? It's another thing. A lot of times, newlyweds, they go, one day Yom Tov eat by one parent, and one day the other parent. So usually what you do is, then the first day Yom Tov, they carry things over. So the question, you carry pajamas, you carry things you need for Shabbos, incidentals a woman needs, clothing, what they need, and so on. So they carry it on Friday. Let's say this year Shavuos comes out Friday Shabbos. So they carry it Friday for Shabbos. So the question is, if you don't have tashila and mismata, everything, so you have to carry the clothing. But we always, it's all there. Tashila is only matter tzarech achila. Then we also carry it. You have to carry it before Yantif. There's no have to carry. You have to carry it all before Yantif. Another shayla. You did it. You now have to fold your talus. Moshe Shabbos. We're a talus. You're not allowed to fold the talus after you finish davening.
Online.
It's the normal way you normally fold. You fold the opposite or different. You don't fold it. You don't have to fold it. No. The shayla is, if you make Erev Tavshila, are you allowed to fold the talus the normal way? Because Erev Tavshila is not everything. Or if you hold only Tzara Achila, then won't be us then.
Are you allowed to fold it the regular way on Yom Tov?
Huh?
On Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, you have to fold the opposite way.
So that's not even a shaylah.
No, but if you have Erev Tavshila, maybe just like that Tavshila is Matzah Yachila, it's Matzah all Tzorchim. That's the shaylah here. Are you allowed to not?
Why can't you fold
the Tzorchim? Now, to the Kippah, this is a Kippah B'Gadim.
Yeah, why?
Huh?
What's this?
It's a cause of some whole cause of Achana, some whole is a cause of the Tikkun Rabbanan.
Of Tikkun Mana,
huh? Yeah, but the Shaila is that you have to Shilim, but if you do in a way that it's not the Shaila, you hold no Shilim to Tikkun Mana, it's the Isra of Achana. Okay. That's another Shaila. And what about wash dishes? Marsha, let's say you may eat the meal at lunchtime, eat a place you can meal, and you want to wash those dishes, you want to wash dishes for, yeah, for Shabbos. If you hold Erev Tashilim, it's only matzah tzor hachila. Maybe this not still tzor hachila. It's takosa. If you hold Erev Tashilim, it's matzah all tzrachim. So maybe would be not to wash dishes also. We tell the same shayla. Some people are knowing to go to the mikvah. Not nafkamina. Some people go to the mikvah on Yom Tov for Erev Kol Shabbos to go. If you hold Erev Tashilim, it's matzah all tzrachim. Then you go to the mikvah. But if you hold the tell she's not matter, so you're not allowed to go on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's an onaf kamina. Another shayla. Another shayla is negeya to matik neiris Erev Shabbos. You're right, Erev Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov. How can you light candles on Friday afternoon for Shabbos? L'chaya, if Erev Tashilim is only matter, only tzorchach, it's only matter, only Tzorach Achila, it's not Tzorach Achila. Or you hold for kids. Or you hold to smart to everything. Once it's smart to other things, it's smart to this also.
Where's
the air for children? It's a gator. This is part of the year. That's my point. It's a gator in a second. Right. We say, so it's the same, so the, when we say the bracha, when you say air, what's the nusuk you say? This is the nusuk, it's if you say bracha, mitzvah air. You say the day Yeshua Lano Lafuye Vashule Latzmune Lazlukishaga allows you to bake, to cook, to Atmana, Lashada to light a candle, Sakana, Lameva, Kol Sakana, and do all Sakana. The Yamatava, Lashapsa, Lachoiso, Dom Yazos. That's a Lashim by Erev Tashilim. So what does it mean? Lameva, Kol Sakana. That has to do with the great bishop, allows you to carry all the other things you mentioned, to wash dishes and so on. How much does it have to shim? So that's not clear. When you say the nusach tashlilim, it's not clear exactly what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do. So I was the dish shayla is the machlokes rishonim. The Ran and Beya and Dr. Zion, the Ran says like this, L'shoyer tashlilim ela dava shehudu daima l'tikin suda. Erev Tashin only allows things of Daima to Suda. Kedai, he says, Afiya Bishop. He says, what is the Erev Tashin allow? Things of Tikkun Suda, like Afiya Bishop. That's all Erev Tashin is matter. But anything one shall carry, all the other things we mentioned, is not permitted. The same thing speaks out to Chedusha Ra, he says the same thing also. However, there is a Ruah and the Dakimosha. The Dakimosha brings him down in a top kuf chavches sifkon aleph. The Zeruah argues and he holds that Erev Tashilim's matter, even every chaseris, except after we're eating, all tzrachim. Erev Tashilim's matter, anything you need for Shabbos. And so he brings down the Kodesh Hashvi, because Hashvi brings down the Zeruah, and he doesn't even bring down the Chaylet, doesn't even bring down the man argues. He brings down the Chaylet. That Erev Tashilim is matter all tzrachim you need for Shabbos. The Nevi Yehuda same thing speaks out the Nevi Yehuda. Yehuda is bring down Shachur brings down and top kuf yiral of sifkon dalet. He says you're allowed to warm up a mikvah on Erev Shabbos. If let's say Yantar comes out on Friday, you're allowed to warm a mikvah Erev Shabbos for Yantar. Why? Because you made Erev Tashilim. Because Erev Tashilim is matter to warm up the mikvah. So even an Yid can do it. You want to walk a Tzorich Mitzvah, you don't have to do it. Why? Because Erev Tashilim, as you see, the Erev Tashilim is not a matter of only Tzorich Achila, it's a matter of other Tzorichim also. The Yeshuas Yankiv, in Tav Kuv Chavches, the Yeshuas Yankiv, on Shechana, Sifka, and Aleph, she brings out a riot of Zeruah from Entaisis Chagiga. Entaisis Chagiga, that's the follow from Aleph, Entaisis Chagiga, the Gemara says of their Chagiga that you're allowed to be a tribal of Kele that became Tome Vlada Tuma on Yantav. Came Tome Vlada Tuma on Yantav, the thing is you're allowed to be tribal it on Yantav. So Tai says the Kasha, L'chaira, you need half shemesh on the keli. What does it have to be tabled on Yom Tov? You cannot, if you table it, you can't use it at the for the next day. For the next day, it's achona. So why could you be tabled on keli on Yom Tov? That's what Taisa says. And so what's that to be tabled? The keli came to me blood of tumah. L'chaira, the itza, you make it from one day after day, you can't use it the next day. You need half shemesh. So how can you table it? So Taisa says the text like this. It's talking. The yata. He says it's talking where it was Yantav, it was Chal Erev Shabbos. Yantav Chal Erev Shabbos. So there, so in your Meir Tashilim, your Meir Tashilim, so a Meir that allows you to use the Kele, so you see the Erev Tashilim, it's not matter. The Chayav Erev Tashilim is only matter Tzorach Achila. What kind of terms is Taisa saying? The Chayav, it's not Tzorach Achila the Kele. So a Meir he says, so to write to the room, the Erev Tashilim is matter all other things. Now Dafke Achila, no, that's what I mean. I don't think it's a strong Raya, that's his Raya. Because it could be the dishes you need to eat them. It could be that's called Tzorach Achila. Achila doesn't mean Dafke cooking and eating chicken and fish and so on. It means to, you need a Kele to cook in also. It could be a Tzorach Achila. But anyway, that's the Shus Yankov being the Raya. So anyway, so I'm sure because my heart is showing them. My heart is Rad, and there's the Ruah. It's matter on Tzorach Achila, or it's matter all other things also. In Shulchan Aruch, it's a foolish from Amor, the Amor is a foolish, like the Ram. So I said like this, Shulchan Aruch said like this, in Tav Kuf Chav Ches. Rabbi says like this, Yantav Shechal Yisra Shabbos, Tav Chav Tzif Beis. Yantav Shechal Be'er Shabbos, Yantav Chiman Er Shabbos, Im Arim, Lo Eretz Katzeres, Lo Eretz Chumim. The Afila, the Amoy Zan, the Afila Nichah Teshilim. Here it's Teshilim. It's not Matzah of the Katzeres. That's what the Shulchan Aruch asks. So if you hold like that, so you see the Amoy Zodina, he passes like the Ram. That your Eretz says doesn't help every Katzeres. Why? Because that's not Achila. So you see clearly from the Amoy, they passes like the Ram. Only Tzorchei Achila. And the Mishabur over there quotes, when Shul says, what's the mocker of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah? He says, the mocker is, why? Because the Eretz Tashilim and the Matar Ella Sakim Tzorchei Suda Tzorchei Mocker. That's it, calling Iran. That's Mogavon Mishem Iran. It's a Mogavon Mishem Iran. The Eretz Tashilim is only Matar. Only Tzach and Tzach is Suda or Tzach Mocha. That's what the Eretz Hashem allows. It's a Mogar Aron. So therefore you see Paskin's Ladina, like the Ran, that only Tzach Achila. Says, so, you have a big kasha. How can you carry things home? It's a Shurba, Paskin's no Chay, look at it. The Chay should be also. So Paskin, and send the Paskin, Yamsha Shlema, and Pei Bei, Sif Yir Aleph, they can do like the Ran, not like the Ruach, and send it speaks out to the Chashuchim, the Chashulchan is a stiff cotton base over there, top of Chokhes, that Erev Tashilim is only Matzah Tzorach Achila. However, it's not Poshet. Why? Because there are common steers in the Mogavon. Mogavon quotes around. However, with Kivega, in the Gin Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, in Tzorach Beis Zom HaZayin, the end of Tzorach Beis Zom HaZayin, the Kivega is the third of the steer of Mogavon. Why? Because the Mogavon says over in Tzorchei Samazayin in Sifkot Gimel, the Mogavon says that you're not allowed to look on Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to move it, let's say Sefer Torah is rolled to one place. So you want to change it to move it to another place, so it should be easy for next morning. So you want to do it one day next day. So the Mogavon says you're not allowed to do it from Shabbos, let's say Yotif came out, Shabbos and Sunday. So you're not allowed to do it Shabbos afternoon, you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah for Yantar. Why? Because it's Achana. So the Kivek that died from this Mogavram, right says from Yantar to Shabbos he could. Since the Mogavram only says from Shabbos to Yantar, so this will be made from Shabbos to Yantar. Just like you make a pair from Yantar to Chayel, you can't pay from Shabbos to Chayel, so also you have a pair from Shabbos to Yantar. Right, guys, such a Kivek to die from Mogavram, since he didn't bring, say, Bikachidish, she said she shouldn't do it Friday also. So, right, guys, from Friday So if you made Erev Tashilim, that's in Kivega Weisgeist, you couldn't prepare the Sefer Torah. But for Friday afternoon, you don't want to be Tichet Tzibur. When you take out Shabbos morning Sefer Torah, you're in Tichet Tzibur. So Shabbos Friday afternoon, you want to move the Sefer Torah to a place where we're going to lay on Shabbos. Why? Because that's true logic. So Chayach, if according to Mon Avram, he says in Tavkuf Chokhez, it's only Matat Tzorach Achira. Sefer Torah, learning Sefer Torah, not Tzorach Achira. So Chayach is the Stira in Mon Avram. Next, we look at Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Gimel, in Tavkuf Gimel, Sifkan Gimel, he says clearly, you're not allowed to roll Sefer Torah. Friday afternoon, since after Shulchan Aruch Harav, Matat Tzorach Achira, I'm allowed you to prepare food. Oh, but to move the Sefer Torah, prepare it for Shabbos, it's just clearly a tosser. It's mechalit. But the Maitre, in the Mogra Abram, that's the Shechna Harav. But the Maram is Taitse, because the Maram is Maitre, it's Tovay Tama Zayin, you're like, you may not have to shear, allows you to move the Sefer Torah, to change it to further, there's no wisdom, because that's the Shechna's matter. I, Taitse, the Maram, the Tov Kuk of Christ, he says clearly, over there, that you're allowed to, only Torah Achila, not anything else. That's one steer. Another steer in Mogra Abram, the Kivegas and Shin Beis. It's another Kiveka. Kiveka in Simon Shin Beis, the Mogra Abram says, the Kiveka is on the Mogra Abram and Sifkan Rav. Mogra Abram says in Simon Shin Beis, Sifkan Rav, that you now have, you can't prepare beds if you make an MSC meters from Shabbos to Mata Shabbos. You can't make your bed on Shabbos afternoon for Mata Shabbos. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to do it for Mata Shabbos. So Kiveka says that the Mogra Abram is talking even from Matzah Shabbos Yontif. Let's say now Matzah Shabbos is Chel, even if Matzah Shabbos is Yontif, also you're not allowed to. Why? Because you make it. So if I say Mogra Avraham, again, what would be Yontif would be Friday, and Shabbos afterwards.
He says
that it could be even if you don't make it after Shilas Muta. Then he brings down the Rabba of Shem Mashal that you're allowed to fold your talus on Yotah Shechabah of Shabbos if you made it after Shilas. So Chayyab, but Avraham cites himself again. There he says, by making a bed, you're allowed to make a bed. But I'll Chayyab make a bed, not so Chachila. So you have two more Avraham that cites a third more Avraham. And yet by Sefer Torah, by making that, he says you're allowed to do whatever Tashila. And here, in Tav Kuf Ches, this is only Tzorach Achila is Mutter. So he came late. I mentioned Rebbe Kol Chatzana is no clear right. So Chatzana means the gay official, Moshe, let's say the carry the food from one house to another house. So you're allowed to do it so, the Tzorach official. But it's no Raya. For Tachana, what it means? Tachana means the gay official and a free official, but they gave all things. So it's not chloride. Okay?
An Erev Tashilim would allow you to do things, prepare for yourself, not for someone else, correct? I could do things for myself, I can't do things, let's say, for Yisrael, is that right?
Depends.
I'm saying for his own.
He didn't do it?
Right.
That's a different show.
So by a Sefer Torah, that's for a Tzibur. That's not
for that's for your Gabi Giros. It's the Balkari, whatever, it's for you, it's for the Tzibur, it's okay. And then it says also now it's Tira Mon Avraham, it's a Tira Mishneh Berurah. Because Mishneh Berurah in all three places quotes the Mon Avraham. In Shin Beis he quotes the Mon Avraham, and in Tov Chachas he quotes the Mon Avraham, and Tov Chazali he quotes the Mon Avraham. So Chayr is now a Tira Mon Avraham, it's also a Tira and Mishneh Berurah also. The Das Tira, the Masham, in Tov Kuf Chachas, he has as a Tira in Mashal. Mashal, we just mentioned before Mashal in Be'a, in Perek Bey, Sifshir Aleph, he says, Iker is like the Ran in Ozeru. He thinks that Machik is Ran in Ozeru, and he passes like the Ran, only to Hachira. And in Simishin days, the Mashal being, the Master Shekha quotes the Mashal in Ayurabah, that you're allowed to make the bed from Yetter Jmeyah to Shilam. So Chera, the Mashal is also, strikes himself also. That's what the Masham is. Then the Kivek himself says the Teretz. He says the Teretz. And he answers, the Teretz, he says, different, it's different smaller than Iran. He says, according to him, it's no kasha.
Why?
He says, that issue is matter only, tzorach achila, it does not have anything that you could do on Yantiv itself, you know, the Iran says only tzorach achila. He says a different svar, different than Kivek, different than Iran. He says, Eretz Yisrael is matter, whatever you need, what you need on Yantiv itself. Much of food, you need food, you can eat it today. You can do anything you need today, it's mutter to do Eretz Yisrael be matter. Something which you can't do today, then Eretz Yisrael is matter. Moshe Eretz Yisrael is matter. On Yantiv you only need Eretz Yisrael, you have to carry. The Shabbos you need Eretz Yisrael, so that you don't need for the Yantiv itself. Something which is you can't get today, that Eretz Tashilim won't be matter. So man, according to the study of Kivega, it's a tzar so cautious. Because something you can't today, because say Kivega himself says, he says over there that he says because maybe on Yantiv you might need all these things. Let's say you might have guests, you might need to wash the dishes because Shemikal Barakim. Some you might need the beds. Maybe someone will want to sleep in the bed on Yantiv. So anything you can use for Yantiv itself, then Eretz Yisrael is matter for Shabbos also. But something that Yantiv became for itself, then Eretz Yisrael won't be matter. So therefore, Kivega says like this, he said like this, that Eretz Yisrael is only matter something that you can use for Yantiv itself. So what you in itself, but she allowed you to do it for Shabbos also. He was not for Yantiv itself. But something that you can't use for Yantiv, like every Chatzeres, that Eretz Yisrael won't be matter. So maybe according to him, it's usually all the cautious. A bed you might be on. Save the tire, he's for himself, but Kivega says, the save the tire, maybe the Shatz wanna look at the save the tire for him to read from it. You want to read from the save the tire for it, it's a practice. So then it's okay then. It's when you can't. It says you can't do it from him. No, you don't need it from him. He's talking about the Chatzeres. Alright, anyway, I hear what you're asking. Good question. Right. So anyway, it comes out, according to this, you'll have to carry home a talis, because the talis you can use for mincha, you can carry it a mountain home, the garden you can carry, because you could need them, all these things, it's possible to use it on the other. So once it's in your mutter, then it's okay. It's not even tzor hachila, it's anything which you can use on the other itself.
Isn't it the different other area? Like, you don't need any other stuff.
Huh? But a Meister, that allows me also to do for Shabbos also. But some I can't do for, I don't need for that itself, then that's all. That's a smart Kivega says.
So why can't you use that after it's unwanted when there's nothing the next day to take off your towel? You could use it by mincha. But you don't use it by mincha.
Yeah, but that's just for the shield. It won't be allowed unless you really need it. Alright. However, you can't say this far. The Kivega himself, in Shubis, Kivega and Chuvis and Chelkal for Chuvis send a Simon Yerzayan. He himself writes, he brings down the same story where he calls the Shadar, but he says, but since the Ram didn't say this, the Ram says, not even Tzorach Achila, so Mela, he doesn't hold this for. So even though he mentioned it in Shulchan Aruch, but in Chuvis he says, clearly, we don't hold like what I say in Shulchan Aruch, because it's connected to Ram. And the Ram says, it's only Tzorach Achila. So man, since we're the dinner, we hold like the Rav, you can't use the Svar. So Chayr, come back to original Kasha. The Chayr, we have, according to that, we still have the serious in Mogan Avram, and serious in Mishneh Berurah. Right. The Tshuva, Cheshav Eifet. Tshuva, Cheshav Eifet, Chayr, Beis, and Simon Samachay. He says three tzvores to be maker. First one it says, first of all, we have a Kivega, we have the tzvore of Kivega we just mentioned. Kivega mentions the tzvore we just said now, that anything which you use today, you use for tomorrow. So that that's what he says. That's one tzvore to be maker. We just got you saying, you can't say that, because the truth of Kivega says not like that. The second tzvore he says like this. We all like the Samech on the first day of the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, in Tav Kuch of Zion, Sif Yud Zion, the Mechaba says, Chavez says that you test if you test. Chavez says, Mishlo here, Mutal Havik Nash or Shabbos. Yes, I assume. Someone who didn't make an Erev, didn't make Erev Tashilim, he still has to like Nash or Shabbos. So he says, so if you look up the Mokar of the Shitrat Smeiko, the Mechavez Smeiko, it's a Rashi, it's a Rashi, it's a Kurdish. And the Rashi says, Hadloka Haitzah and Hadloka Soner. He says it puts it together. So Mela, since the Yesh Matirim is Meiko, so Mela, you have one to be Soner, the first day Yeshua Hanar is Meiko, even though Yesh Hashem is not like that, but the Stamachaba is okay. So you see that Haitzah, you don't need Erev Tashilim. So Mela, that's why you're allowed to do Haitzah. That's what the Cheshev wants to say. However, and you don't need Erev Tashilim according to Shita the Mitzvah. But the Chayyim Tzvah is not like that. Why? Because if you look in the Mishnah Berurah and Sivka Nunei by Yesh Ha'isim, he brings down Yesh Ha'isim, most places from all like Yesh Ha'isim. The Mogavam, Chamad Moshe, Chayodam, the Shechon Ha'orav, and the Grod, they all hold like Ha'isim. And even the Rashi himself only brings down the day, and he argues on it. He brings down a day like that. And also, you could say another thing, the there is Tzorchei Suda. You need to see the meal called Tzorchei Suda. So, maybe the second raya is not a strong raya. The third shittin says like this. The third story says to me, Meiko. With Latina, we all like Erzurua. We all like this, that helps for other things also. Since even though Ramor says not like that, Ramor Paskins like the Moravon, Mishem Aran, that you always saw Hachila. He says, since it's only Shai listed to Rabbanon, why? Because in that Torah, everything's mutter yontef to Shabbos, because it's only Shemi Kal Barachim. So it's only Shai to Rabbanon, so Mela, and like the Mogavon speaks out at the beginning, talk to Chazayin, and so Mela, Vadi Kisrema Chlahoko, lied to Erzurua. In 1983, when I went through the studio in Erev Tashilim, was in 1983. At that time, the Moshe was alive. So I went to the nice stores now. I didn't know if it's Cheshire Eifert. So I went to the Sukkah and they had someone, Avram, Hashem, all the places came out of Issa. So I had someone answer Moshe. I saw a call from Chicago. I had one of my Chavim go to Moshe and ask him, what do you do? Can you carry home your talis? And if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, can you carry home your talis? His answer was, Nizan and Naibi, there's a Ruah. The Kula. When I was in Naibi, Hako. That time also I had someone who was going to Eretz Yisrael. So to do me a favor, I gave another shout to go into Vayashiv and ask him, are you allowed, do we hold like the Ran or we hold like the Zerua? His answer was, the mimic is like the Zerua. So Mela comes out according to this, that you're allowed to send it for Akko. So Mela, you have to carry your towels home, you have to do all these other things which are Tzorcha, it's anything not in Tzorcha, Hila, is okay. Also, I saw the Chazon of Vadya from Vadi Yosef on Hilchos Yosef. If I hear him say after Shilam, he says, "Meg Aylam Sarako like Goy Zerua." Also, the same thing. Being a Tamachayim, both sheets and so on, but says Meg Aylam. So, comes out according to this that even a block of the lights, even carrying the Tzarek Shabbos, Yilat after Shilam would be matter. However,
from the Lashon of the Erev Tashilam, that it's only with
Tzorah Achilu. No, he's more right, just opposite. He wanted to be out of Chol Tzachano.
Then why does it say, this shall stop? Say, the dog after Tzorah
Tzachano means anything which has the Gea. What's no, anything? The Kvash of the carry, like I said, told him, this meant to carry the food outside in the street to bring someone else's house. But it's going on the food part. But it's not going on other things. There's no Tzorah. In the Lashon of Erev Tashilam, there's no Tzorah. You can say, the Tzorah Lekan Lekan.
What's the last minute of the day?
There's kind of a
maybe
it's an ice,
and then it's not
shy. Yeah, so.
So the whole thing
is wrong. Well, because it's not a problem. Well, once it comes to a bonus, it comes more crude. Right. As you can say, even according to the Mogavram, who also told Tzorah Achila, There's a makkah to be made by Yisachana. It's only the gate of the rices. The Dat Torah in Tav Kuv Chavches, in Sif Beis, and also Sentin speaks out the Dat Torah in Simishin Beis of Gimel. He wants to say it's Svara. When it comes to Achana, some Shnat Amlacha Gemura, like to look up as Chavish and Sefer Torah. You know, it's to look up in to change the place, or to prepare bed, then Eretz Hashim Mimata. Same thing to wash dishes, all these things, or to bring out to fold the towels, all these things. The Gei Achivah to Abonan. So Abonan, since the whole child is Abonan anyway, so in Eretz you make Achonat. Only by Mocha Gemura, like a Tzara, it'll be also called to Magavon. That's what that story says, a small Magavon. Magavon is not talking about the righteous, when by carrying and so on. But sometimes when the Gei only Shail Achonat, which is Shrach Nisit to start off with, so in Mela and Achonat, that the Magavon will also be Maidah Tzvotah. According to the Mogar Avram and the Shittas of Amachmer, only to Achila, are you allowed to light candles to cover Shabbos? It's not to Achila. How can you light candles? So one second. So the Lavush speaks out, the Lavush in Top Kuv Chavches, and Sivbeit says, Hadlokas there is, like you're saying, Hadlokas there is, go to Achila. You're not tied in that lights, so when you used to have candles, so you couldn't even have candles. That's go to Achila. So Mela, the Lavush says, that's the answer why you like to light candles. How can you light candles going to Mogavon? The Chari is not Tzorach Achila. It says it's called Tzorach Achila. One second. However, that's only good when you light candles for the meal. But let's say most of those people in B'nai Brak, who don't use the Chashmal. They use candles. What do they do Friday night? Shabbos adults, today some have generators already, but the old-fashioned people and the ones who don't have generators, they use candles on the parts of the place of the house, which is not a Mokum Achila. So Chaya, and then they don't use a Chashmal, so Chaya, what's their heta? It's not Tzorach Achila, different part of Tzorach Achila. So what's their heta of lighting candles? So I saw a Chiddush Gadol from the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's printed, and the Chashlomo is also printed. There's a Tam Chochem in town last week. He put that a sefer called Erev Tashilim Arach. So in the Erev Tashilim Arach, in the back of Chelik Aleph, there's a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman and Ois Dalet. Shlomo Zalman says a chiddush in Iran. If the Lashon Iran was, I mentioned before, the Lashon Iran was that, what's the exact Lashon? That he said this, the Shoy Erev Tashilim Dovashu, Daimel Tikkun Suda. Can I feel it? Ari Daimel Tikkun Suda. So they died from the Lashon of the Ran, that something that someone has a knock from the heart, he needs light. It's pitch dark, he can't go and do anything. That's still like Eichel Nefesh. That's still like Eichel Nefesh. You see where you are in the bedroom, see where you are in the hallway, see where you are in the washroom, see you need lights there, you need candles there. That's called Eichel Nefesh. So maybe not Tzorech HaTzuda, so called Shlomo Zalman, that the Ran is also matter that. Tzorech HaTzuda means anything you need, but Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. So it's to function properly. So doesn't mean that for achilah things which you need achilah nefesh. So mainly it's chayish even if it's not tzorich hasuda. That's also tznichah on the run. So according to that, if you light candles in different parts of the house, it's not part of the meal, but still the halachas would also be okay according to Shlomo Zalman. And this Shlomo Zalman, this dinner, Shlomo Zalman also supports the sefer Shlomo Shlomo in Tav Kuv Chavches Sif Beis. That's one in it. Next to you. The Gea of Tashilim also. Also, I don't know how many people it's the Gea, but it's the Gea a lot. And I get the Shiloh sit. It's a Shreya Shiloh. Someone has married children. And guests. Are you allowed to, it's a country house for Shafi Yaakov. All year round they live in New York, they live in Baltimore, they're in different cities. They come to your house for Yontif. Do they need Erev Tashilim? They stay in your house, sometimes they stay next to a neighbor, but they need all the meal in your house. Do they have to make Erev Tashilim? Or the Yontif of the Baal Bayis? Also another thing, we'll soon get to it. That's the first thing. Second thing is talking about, you have insurance, not rich insurance. Can she come to your house and help you cooking, all the preparations? You have to come Friday afternoon, help you for the cooking, Lord Tzachim. Is she allowed to help you or not? She didn't make your Erev Tashilim. Okay. The Eshu Avram, it's the first Shiloh. The guest you have guests, married children, or you have guests coming to you, they don't need to own their Tashilim, or they're united with the Baal Bais. The Eshu Avram speaks out the Sibzayin, and our top book of Zion, Sibzayin, is that the minute that portion is, that whatever, if they're staying by family, they're living by family, or let's say they're eating all the meals by family, but they eat only if it's by the Baal Bais, they're yaitzer with the Eretz Yeshiva of the Baal Bais. Same thing by says from the Chayodam, and Kav Kuvvez Isaiah. But let's say, they come to eat all the meals by you, but at home, they'll make a coffee, they'll cook themselves up a coffee, they'll cook themselves a soup, or whatever it is, they want to eat something. If they plan to do some cooking at home, then the din is, the mechuyav to make Eretz Yeshiva at home with a bracha. If the only matzah there is at home, some people have noticed this question, where do you like candles? Do you like candles when you eat or when you sleep? I thought that I would eat, but let's say some people are noticed to light when they sleep, then they should light them without a bracha. And same thing is safer if the shul or brings out, quote, when you like candles, you light them without a bracha. And the same thing speaks in the Sefer, if the Shulma being down, quotes this, that the Chaim Kanevsky said, he asked this to Chazanish, and this is what Chazanish told him to do. That if he lights only candles at home, and the rest of the meal, he was eating by his diaper, by his father, then the dinner was, he doesn't have to, he should light without a bracha.
He should make
Eretz Yeshiva without a bracha.
If he's lighting when they're eating,
then you don't have to do anything. That's lying there, then you don't have to make Eretz Yeshiva at all. But if you lie at home, you should make Eretz Yeshiva without a bracha.
What about the carrying and all that?
Huh? What?
What about carrying and...
Since he's toppled to Baal Bais, he says, you're to Baal Bais, with the...
Why is the candle sitting?
Huh?
So why is the candle sitting?
Because he's lighting it at home.
See, but he's carrying...
Yeah, but
he's carrying to this
house. That's okay.
You said earlier, in one house, when you have the nearest parts of the house. So that's for a chalap for shulsa. So if he's in his house, but he's eating the meals also, why is that not considered a chalap for
shulsa? Don't talk to the Ezra. That's a chalap for shulsa. Somebody has to shulsa.
I know, but why can't you... Without the parents, why can't you light the candles because that's his own house.
However, the after Mavar is, let's say, if you have a Mishoris, you have a woman coming over to help. Help a Jewish woman. Clean your help, okay? The Arab Tashilim help her also. Depends. If the cleaning help, the one that's helping, is not Jewish and comes to the house to help with cooking or other things that are mutter to do on Yantiv, as long as there's no shayla from Bishul Akum, there's no problem. The real serious shayla is you have the Mishoris, a Jewish, let's say you have a non-religious Russian that comes to you. Like, so a lot of people have that. I get people calling. The non-religious person that comes and helps. It comes to the house to help, to help in the cooking, all tzrachim. So, the chayla, if she didn't make after shayla, the din is that if she didn't make after shilim, the din is, she can't do anything. So the shayla is, I'll tell you a second. Why? There's a mechada in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Chav. Chava says like this. Mishalai here, someone who didn't make an Eretz Yeshiva. Kishem she'asa l'vashu l'asmai, just like he can't cook himself, kachasa l'vashu l'acheir. I feel the best of. So someone didn't make an Eretz Yeshiva, he can't cook for someone else also. So you have this non-religious Russian woman that comes to your house to do it, she didn't make after shiva. Just like she can't cook for herself, she can't come to your house and cook.
What?
What second? What?
She could drive to your house to come and,
She can't drive to your house. No. She comes drive to your house, says, then you can't even then ask her to come and help at all. Yeah. Cook out. It's okay. There is walking distance.
That's good. It's not only cooking, it's washing the dishes.
Right. Economy. Whatever she does. So that's a Sheila's mother. She didn't make it as a Sheila. How can you do it then? Let me start. Give me a chance. Okay? Alright. So she comes to your house. She doesn't eat at your house. She just comes to help. So that means in this Shiloh, what I'm talking about, the Be'alocha is like the Shiloh. Be'alocha in Top Cook of Zion. In Sifchah. He says the Shiloh like this. What will be by Mishores that she didn't make care of Tashilim? She's allowed to cook for her, for the Balbos that she's working for. It could be like this. He said like this. It could be that maybe she should be able to, because since when you kill out to Mizaka, Eretz Hashem does you Mizaka Deacha. Since she's not part of the household, she can be Mizaka. You can Mizaka give her to be Mizaka. She's not part of the household. So if she's not part of the household. Then if she didn't make Eretz Hashem, she can be ICU, because since she didn't make Eretz Hashem, or he says since she's eating, she's cut part of the family now. She's coming and eating in the house. She's eating the meals with the family. So then, she's talking to the Bnei Bayis. So once she's talking to the Bnei Bayis, it's like she's living there. So then the Tishulim, the Tishulim Bala Bayis will help her out. That's what Christ the Bible talking. In Shantian, in a different place, in the Shtapkuch of Zion, Sipkot Nibes, he says that when you make a Shneer to make a Tishulim for you, let's say you could make the Shneer, make a Shneer to make a Tishulim, you should tell the Hashem, he should do it also, from the Shoras also. That's what the Shasin speaks out. So it's Masha from the Alacha, that if it doesn't eat at home, it's just coming to help enough, eat the whole meals at home. It's Mishra, the Russian lady, not from lady, but all eating at home. And she comes to you just to work, then she's not at her home. Is it so? She didn't make it after she went.
Whether
she's not
happy or not,
that's what the fun is.
Do it on her
behalf. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Well, good question. We'll get to that. Anderson, what the Be'alacha declares in the Maimon Moshe says in Sifkan Yotes is Mefurish. He says, someone who's Tamech HaShulchan is part of Anshe Beitzai, then you can make it to Shil, he's exit the Shil of the Baal Bayis. But he's not Tamech HaShulchan, he's knocking the meals there. And he has the house that's up where they live. Then they have to make after shulam. If they didn't make after shulam, they can't come and help you. It's like any sharadam. And Sendik speaks out to Machzah Shekel, and the Shulchan Aruch and Sifkot Yizayin, that you can't. So kind of comes out according to the Dina is Pashit, that you can't, there's no answer. What can you do? So how came with a good answer? That the Chayrat is an answer that you should, that the Baal Bayis should be Mizaka. Zaka, they have to have in mind this Mishores also. However, it's all good. Why? It's a good answer. It's a beautiful answer. The only thing is, the Shlomo Zalman says it's no good. Why? In the Sefer Yad Hashem Kachasa, in Perek Bei Sifkot Mem Aleph, and also, it's brought down Shulchan Shlomo in Yantav, in Hichas Yantav, in the Topkuch of Zayin Sif Dalet, he brings out from Shlomo Zalman, it doesn't help to be Mizaka from Mechal Shabbos. Why? They don't know what Erev is, Tishim is. They don't know what it is. He doesn't care about it. If they, you have an Amor, doesn't know, but they know. Your son of the rabbi, is Mizaka be also. But here, this person doesn't care. This Russian lady, this Mishores, not only this person, doesn't care about Erev Tishim. She doesn't know what it is, she doesn't care about it. So Shlomo Zalman says, if you then, you can't, then you can't, it doesn't help. So Mela comes out according to him, that it's also to have Mishores. One second, let me just finish.
And she would be eating in your house?
What?
And if it's
Mishores. And he says even further. Let me tell you what Shlomo Zalman says even further. I don't think Shlomo will be happy about this. He says, let's say a hotel, a Jewish hotel, a full hotel. People go for Pesach. Yantav comes out on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, like Pesach. Well, now the Shavuot comes out Friday Shabbos. Friday Shabbos. If you have guests who aren't Shem Mitzvah Mitzvahs, you know how to cook for them. You know how to cook for them. And such act the same on the couple here, or on the hotel keeper who makes the after shilim. Why? Because they don't understand. They don't care about after shilim. They don't know after shilim. So men are allowed to cook for them. But he ends off. The Shem Zama says, this is what he calls for Shem Zama. The Shem Zama says, but to be nana from it, if they cook the food, you know, the Mishores comes, they cook for the food for them, you can't say the food is awesome. It's not like the Mike Bishab says the food comes awesome. But Mikael then, he doesn't know any heter. So he says, in a hotel, if you cook for Michal Shabbos, get in the hotel for Yantar, you got a serious problem. That's a shiur won't help him.
Huh?
I thought about it, but he doesn't say it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. So it's only heter. I came up with heter. Okay? So it comes out of Chatzchila, what a person should do when you have a helper coming to your house on Friday afternoon, better get a non-Jewish helper than a Russian, not for a woman. Because if you have not for a woman, you have a serious problem. There is another Eitzah, that Mechaira will be an Eitzah. If you tell this Russian lady, yeah, you could come and help, but I want you to eat all the meals by me. It's no worse than a regular Eirach. You're not going to count them. No. So you're allowed to say, if you have to come and eat all the meals for you, that's like a better mishpacha. So a meal is no different than a marriage. Then you have your children coming. Married children are coming. They have to eat all the meals in the house. Then they only have to shilin. It's impossible to pay. It's impossible to buy it. One second. So also, one up for hotel. It'll help for private. You have one other help in the house. Some you invited to come, but you have to eat all the meals. If once you eat all the meals already, then it'll be okay then. Doesn't even ask them. But Stamazai, but in the hotel, it's not a still problem.
Why?
Huh? Why? For the
workers eat.
Huh? No, they're paying. They're paying. They're not paying.
It was one big family.
Yes. It's still a family. We did take them free.
Why could you?
No, charge your children. Hey, people in charge.
Talk about the workers come from guests.
Huh?
The guests.
How could the hotel, the room hotel, how could they do all the cooking for them? They're cooking for non. There's another shayla. I don't want to go to now. Can you call this whole shayla? Are you call this halacha? Sounds like you're allowed to cook for someone who's not Shemesh Shabbos. You have not Shemesh Shabbos. Come, you're allowed to cook for them. Shabu is very machmir. Shabu says that you're not allowed to cook for someone who's not from, has a dinner like a guy. Now we'll cook for the chemo and akum. You're not allowed to cook for a guy. Let me finish. You're not allowed to cook for someone. Mishabur Paskins. You take a look. You don't believe me? Take a look. It's a simon top cook your days. Maybe I'll call it even. I have Mishabur here. Top cook your days. One second. The Shabbos says like this. The Mechaber says, "Ein mebashlim the tzarech kusim biyotzer." You know, come on, Akim. You know how to cook for Goya. You know how to cook. So he says, "Umama, let me finish here. Let me quote him." He says, "Umama, you don't believe me? Top cook your days, six cut days. Umama, I'd like to chavim al chal shabbos for hetzia dinner kakum. So you know how to cook for them." So according to Mishnah Berurah, it's awesome. However, let me finish.
Last week you said you can even push off a
Shem Shmiri
for
Kiva. You misquoted me. I didn't say that. You didn't listen to the whole thing. So anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah. However, Shlomo Zalman, that's how Shlomo Zalman and Mechasitza, they all, you see the quote to Yaris Vash, they said that if it's a Mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to cook for them. It's only Goyim. But Chal Shabbos, this sort of like a year that's in the Shemesimit, that fish could be in the Mishmuz money. Could be Mishmuz talking about someone who was once religious and came fried. But in the Tzkila, it's a Tinnish Nishmet Tzkilatza, you never knew where it's to be from. It could be in the Mishmuz money. But anyway, from Zalz is clearly, from Chal Shabbos, you're allowed to.
So why could you explain to the Russian Jew, where
yeah.
I'm from,
yeah.
Here's the Indian of and explain, this is what you need to do. Why could you explain it?
Because they probably couldn't even do it.
If they do it, if they can't do it, then it's okay. the answer to it, it's okay.
But did you call the Mishnah Berurah and Yisroel Bomer and the Chal Shas Behefia?
What?
Did you call the Mishnah Berurah and Yisroel Bomer and the Chal Shas Behefia, right?
Yisroel Bomer and the Chal Shas Behefia.
The Chal Shas Behefia is somebody who even picked Chalish because the
Bomer
is the one that...
Well, Bomer could be worse. Bomer is someone who believes in Avodah Zarah. Here's Tom, he doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. Bomer lo yizchah means he became a Christian or something like that. Yeah, he says Yisroel Bomer, but he said... It says Bomer lo avodah chachamim. So, Mom, she's out there by the Zohar. Then it says, Michal Shabbos. It could be Michal Shabbos, it could be his Natsi Shin. No, it's more or less Chavin, it says. It says clearly, yes. So, I'll prove you, please. One second. So, it says, Omoma Lavois Kachavim. It says clearly, Lavois Chavim. Michal Shabbos has your dinner kakam. So, it could be this, Michal Shabbos has, could be, I mean, someone who was once from came by. Could be.
Can you, with the Russian woman, so does she have to eat by you, or can you give her the food to take home?
No, she's eat by you.
Right. Say, but she can't eat by you. Let's say she's got her husband, or she's got a family, they don't want to come.
I don't know how to answer.
You can't give her food.
The whole family, give her food for the whole family, mean?
You could, she has to.
Maybe. Anyway,
would that be something by a Russian woman? Yeah. Is that only for all the meals? And that is not for all the meals, or even one meal is good enough?
No, she's all the meals. She mama should like to let play basic.
So
it's not so practical, because let's say she has family and so on, that's so practical. So, I don't know what it is. The best thing is, to hire people. If you want someone to help you, have a non-Jewish woman, so you won't go on to Shalom. That's it. So hire. I don't know what hates us. I mean, people ask me, I say, I don't know what hates us. So, someone who's hiring non-food people, I don't know if any hates us.
The reflection in itself says that for anybody who didn't make it,
But I just said it doesn't help for someone who's not from. Someone who doesn't stay there to shit them, doesn't care about it, it doesn't help for them. Right. After you make some, one more Shiloh. When you met with the fair, what?
Do you have to be
blasted that
she's not
Mechala
over the Shabbos before she gets to you?
Yeah, of course, she can't drive to you.
So, I mean, the
Lechora
gets before the...
Yeah, I mentioned that. Assuming they're walking. Assuming they're living within walking distance. It's a neighbor, something like that. It's walking distance. They're going to drive for sure, you can't have them do work for you. If you know someone, the help in the house is going to come and drive a child to park a block away, you can't invite them. You can't have them do any help in the house. That's for different reasons. Because it came to the Mechal Yanta because of you. Right. When you make Erev Tashilim, the Bach says the Chiddush like this. Mitzvah Manamukha, a person should prepare the Erev Tashitur of cooking. What you do, the matzah. The matzah is not a challah. Let's say you use a challah. You should bake the challah on Erev Yanta. And also the fish, whatever you're making for the Erev Tashilim, or the egg, whatever, should be done on Erev Shabbat, on Erev Yantav, and should be done on the Shem Erev. That's what Bach says. Or a Kol Pachas, that something was made special in Yuchad for the Shabbos, that you make for Shabbos from Erev Yantav, that's what you should use for Erev Tashilim. That's what the Bach says. The Bi'a Locha, in Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, in Sivav says, the Vadai, the Erev is kosher, if you don't do it. It's only Mitzvah and Amukha that Bach is saying it. But by the Eretz Kosher, even if you take something what wasn't special to us there, it's okay. However, there is a Shiloh in Paiskim, interesting Shiloh. Let's say I want to take a piece of fish for Eretz Kosher. I use a piece of fish for Eretz Kosher. So I take a whole loaf, you know, the youngest fish, the whole loaf. And I say from this fish, I want some of this fish to be used for Eretz Kosher. Let's say, I don't call it a piece, it's part of this piece. Can you make Erev Tashilim like that? Oh, let's say a piece of chicken. I have a whole chicken here. I said, part of the chicken, I want to be used Erev Tashilim. No, I'm not going to eat the whole chicken. I'm Yantif. I'll have some left over for Shabbos. So can I do such a thing like that or not? If Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you're not, that's us to do it. You have to be mamish cut to the place of the challah you're using or the fish you're using has to be cut, has to be set aside before Yantif. And it says, you're talking, it says, you're not yet to even be the Eved. It's not the Eved Tashilim. The same thing in the Sefer. This is that of Shlomo Zalman is in Shmishav Kochosoy and Perek Mavov. In the Sefer, Eved Tashilim, Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva there at the end of the Sefer. And Aizalt, he says, you have to be included to Miachet, the Eved Tashilim from before Yantif. And if you don't do it, that the inagaita could be inagaita even with the others. That's the shita of Shlom Zalman. Huh? But Rabbi, he doesn't go to that. The Maimamacha argues. Maimamacha Sifkot Zayin says, you don't do Hatzchila, because if you're afraid, you might eat the whole thing. And you won't go, you won't eat so much, there won't be excites left over. The Lutzer says, excites left over, then it's okay. So comes out the Dina, that person, when he makes Erev Tashilim, and Erev Yantav, first of all, she tried to be machwa at the back and cook the six special meal for Erev Tashilim. And bake it the challah, special Erev Tashilim. If you don't do it, it's also okay. And even when you do it, you have to be asked exactly what you're using. This is the Erev Tashilim. I can't say it's from this whole chicken, this whole fish. Part of it's going to be left over for Shabbos, and that's my Erev Tashilim. You have to be asked. It's not a question from Zalman. It could be you're not a Yotze even Erev Tashilim.
So with the skillet, I shouldn't be using a jar of fish?
Huh?
Right. Fish.
If you could eat some of that fish.
No, that's the
reason. If I use the whole fish,
but... I didn't cook it special for this. I have to have fish. I'm
saying... According to the Bach, it's not mitzvah namufa. But what Mikai didn't see, he still could do it.
So Pesach, you should try the Yakubar of Matzahs, and you better eat
them. Huh? Right, you need to bake your Erev Pesach, you have to bake it.
What?
Doesn't work out. I'm not afraid of it, because you have to bake it. You can... Huh?
So,
according to that, you can't be Yotze Bach. You don't have your own bakery in town.
What's
the bakery? Huh? What's the bakery? Hey, you can
make a bakery. You're making an egg or whatever else you
can do. No, okay. Alright, so come down, let's go like this. There's Kama Kedushim is mentioned today here. The first part of Shim mentioned, the Tzorcha Achila, that after Shim is Matron, Tzorcha Achila, Mogam Ram, all like her Zuhur. So he mentioned from Maskona, that's from Moshe, and from Eliashe, and from the Cheshav Eber, the Son of Pada, they all the dinner with Semech and the Zuhur, it's Matron, Tzorcha Achila. And therefore, it's a big cooler comes out, you can carry towels home, you can wash dishes, you can do Kama things, you can do anything which is Nekeri Yantip, you're allowed to do it if not Tzorcha Achila. Not like the Maravom, not like the Mishnah Berurah, and not like the Chashocha, not like many Achrayim. That's one Kiddush. Second Kiddush you mentioned, that if you have Mishores, that if you have guests coming to your house, that's there for Yantav, they don't have to make Erev Tashilim, they have some their bias. But if you have Mishores, the Jewish Mishores coming and helping, then Tzorcha Ian if you can have them helping, because since they don't make Erev Tashilim. And Shleim is on the hold, then Erev Tashilim doesn't even help. If you Mizakir them, so if you have even special commodity Mizakir them, he says a little help. So Mela, if you have help coming to the house, try to make sure you have a guy coming. You need help in the house, you have a guy coming, not someone who's not Shem B'Toy Mitzvahs. Or someone gets someone Shem B'Toy Mitzvahs. And then third thing we mentioned, when you make after Shilin, you should make miyachet a certain type of food that you eat, that should be after Shilin. You should not be one thing from the chicken will be after Shilin. You should miyachet with after Shilin, and of course not, then it could be not if you eat the mitzvah of after Shilin.
Right,
stop here.
The
air-time should require some bread and a we'll talk about next week.